her like just a really a bad brush.
I say we don't show it in her face though.
Yeah, I'm not gonna fit.
So, alright, so I think that's what, I never wrote one piece of film before, I never came up one, so I think, but the best way, man, if we just piece together, like, scenes, and then write it out, or in scene, like, if we keep going at it and then put it all together, by the end, we're gonna be having our 100 pages of every script, and we just piece it together, so, like, that scene might not go second after Jeremy, but it might go third or fourth or fifth. You know what I'm saying? But we already have it.
Thank you.
So we just work like that. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. We should just start just writing scenes out.
Hell yeah. Like, the scene. Because I don't know. I think that might just be the best way. So, like, just how you described it. Like, I guess I can type it up. Whatever. Give me a name to scene. Like, all type of shit. What y'all think about, like, Netflix, though? Like, what if it was, like, a series? That's one of the things I can't, like, decide, like, a feature film or a series. You know what I'm saying?
I said I love you and I'm sorry. You can write it as a pilot. Baby, we got caught in the moment. How bad do you really want it? How bad do you really want it? How bad do you really want it? How bad do you really want it?
So the idea of all the characters, I feel like that's a feature. All the characters. So if there's four characters, I feel like that'd be more a feature. If it's like one or maybe two,
it's like a pilot.
Yeah.
I feel like if we did the feature, it'd be easier to get.
If we did the feature?
Y'all getting the whole information. Like, if the story's so good, then I will be able to tell the story.
It's a mess.
I'm about to make this film.
Hey, we got caught in a moment. How bad do you really want it? How bad do you really want it? How bad do you really want it? How bad do you really want it?
Like, I don't, like, one thing for me is, when I come up with stories,
I like feature though, man.
Yeah, I do too.
Even though the series probably less expensive too. Like if we get two or three, like Theodore and Deuces inside them or some shit, and they were like, damn, I don't know, man, this is the toughest part for me.
Yeah, this shit tough
to try to figure out what we going on. We making a feature, we making
I think we should make a feature, but you know, Bone, what you think?
I like, I don't know. I feel like this one right now should be a feature, but we should, you know, look into, I don't know.
Both.
Yeah. Look into both. So what are we basing off of? Are we basing off cost? Are we basing, or we probably basing off all of the cost? I guess like what's marketable right now?
So how scary could we like budget what?
Like if we did a series, I guess what will we be able to show the people? And that's the hardest part I have is
because we know
what we want to create from the beginning to end, but what are we gonna give the people that's gonna keep them or allow them to be interested to want more?
And that's do we know what we want beginning to end for this?
Kinda.
Like what's the end?
Yeah, I mean kinda. Not really, I guess, when you put it like that. I guess we go closer to the series
gives us more time, too, even though, you know what I'm saying, it gives us more time to actually
Can we end it like we don't know if he's a demon or a human, and we think he dies, and he does it, but they all get away, and it could be like a cliffhanger, like it could be a prequel, like another one. I don't know.
I mean, that's if we do the feature.
I do want a feature though.
I want a feature.
Yeah, I don't have a feature right now. I've done the TV thing.
Yeah, but that Netflix boy.
I know, but
that Netflix.
But
that's,
Adam Sandler got that deal just to create 4 movies for them. So at the end of the day, that's a good deal too.
Right, and especially like I really feel like it's more, it'd be more marketable too, and I think we can get more out of it if we did it on like some Netflix series type shit.
You think so?
Yeah.
Think so?
I think so, man. It's just something that can probably keep going on. Or maybe not, that feature though, because I'm just thinking about that 4 people just so perfect. And everybody been taking back. Yeah, just everybody get taken back, and they got some decisions to make when they come back into reality to save their lives.
Yeah.
Or maybe save somebody else's life.
Yeah, and that's what we had. The black chick, Yolanda, acted, you know, how she was treating Jeremy all shitty and shit, and he ended up, like, saving her life type shit. So.
Or had to make the decision to save her life or not.
Oh, okay, yeah. So, something like that.
Yeah, all right. So, I say feature film, man.
I say feature film. All
right.
Feature film. I get to this money.
Yep.
So, we came up with looks, but I don't know.
Yeah, so we don't have a title for it. Yeah, I just came up with looks. It was just something that popped on my head.
Ooh. But I'll be coming up with names quick, though, honestly.
Yeah.
I do. I'll be coming up with, like, crazy names. But I wanted to be, like, a shocker. Okay, like...
The name?
Oh, yeah. Like, a word just like...
Looks. I like looks. It's easy. You can say it. You like...
Yeah. I mean, I liked it just because... It's like...
Why would it be looks, though?
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
I gave it looks just because of, like... A lot of times, looks can be deceiving. A lot of times, you know, people judge, a look. You know, you see somebody.
So you want to have be like no homo. You want to have an attractive like.
That's a good question. I mean, I think he could be the creepy old man that I showed you. But I mean, or he could. I mean, at the end of the day, he's gonna be a demon, and no matter what he look like, he's still gonna be like on some other shit.
So what do you think people should look like?
But I just think that sometimes people don't pay attention. It's almost like stay woke, or it just a lot of times people don't be paying attention. They don't be looking at what's going on around them. Even like, you know, this whole Kanye and Make America Great with Donald Trump and all this stuff that's going on. I just feel like sometimes a lot of it is a ploy to distract you from like what's really going on, and people aren't paying attention to it. So that's where I came from with looks.
What you think, bro?
Yeah, what was the name you came up with, bro? I don't know.
Looks is cool, but I think I just keep it alive.
Yeah, I mean,
it don't. Yeah,
yeah, that can come way later. Like, so, it can be called a lot of stuff.
I would like to at least I would like to at least know the beginning, middle, and end by the end of this. Like, we gotta.
Yeah, so let's do. I mean, so pretty much.
I mean, because I think if we intertwine everything later on, I think we are still, that's still possible to do after we get that, the beginning, middle, end.
Right.
So the beginning part
is
all, what, introduction, kind of, sort of?
Yeah,
it could be like all of them stories, them getting dressed, you know, the interactions.
What if the convention was the end? What if the convention was like hell?
Oh, okay.
Once the convention was all like his, like he let them get out the car. After they like was all shocked by his crazy ass story, they go to the convention and they're having a convention and they have a speaker and he's just, I guess, the speaker or something. I don't know. It's good. But I know definitely like.
I like the hell thing better. The only thing about the hell thing is. Like, it would be closely related to, like, Tales from the Hood.
Right.
So.
Yeah. So, I mean, but it's a different type of hell.
Okay.
So, like, maybe, so, like, everything that Theodore took them back to in that time mm-hmm. is going to be critical decisions on how they acted at this convention.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? So.
Got you.
It's like, and then it's like, I guess it could be a conversation. It could be. It can be maybe like something that somebody does to someone else, or maybe like it could be the simplest things for real, but it's just gonna have a big impact at the end somehow, some way. So I guess the ending would be basically people getting killed off, like it's four day ass in there, like shit, people just really getting killed off, like. Whether it's mentally gone, or whether it's physically, whether it's emotionally, literally just getting just dried out to zero. Okay. And it's going to show. Somehow we can make it show. So basically, it's probably, I say we probably will have one survivor so we can keep it going maybe.
Okay.
Or.
So, somebody should die, definitely.
Definitely. Hell yeah.
Okay.
Hell yeah, somebody got to die. But it'd be crazy, like you just to show. Like, remember the look. And dude's eyes when he first went to the sunken place, like that can be somebody being killed, like emotionally or maybe spiritually or something like that, from a conversation. I don't know. Like I definitely think they get out and go to the convention though.
Okay, so the convention is going to be a key part.
It's definitely going to be a key part. Convention should be so towards the end then.
So,
what if Uber paid for this whole movie?
Right.
like that should just be crazy. Like, Uber Studios. I know they got one.
Yeah, they probably got one for sure.
Uber rock for that shit. Or Lyft.
Yeah, or Lyft.
Uber just so more important in line with what we trying to do though.
It is.
Like they hope from their whole logo to them,
the dark logo.
Yeah, like Lyft on some like
pink and positive.
Yeah. Like, right.
Like, cause
we going dark with our shit.
Cause, like, cause when we do our movie, like I wanted to like have that Uber, like, you know, ding, like, you know, ding on the phone.
Yeah.
He gets an Uber start.
Yep.
He swipe their name. Their picture come up. Like, I want to hit their picture and everything. Like, Theodore, that real Theodore bitch ass dropped us.
Yeah, that was really one of our real Uber drivers here.
Theodore.
And he dropped her shit.
And he probably seen, oh, they're black. Oh, nope. And got out.
So yeah, Theodore gonna just swipe through the people that he want. Cause you can drop people, right? Yeah. So we just have him pick like the foe. Pick out his foe victim.
No, it's three.
Yeah, three.
It's only three?
Yeah. We could do four.
Right, I'm saying, cause you say Yolanda get in. Oh yeah, it is three.
It's three. Yolanda, Nicole, and it should be three.
What if we got like an 18-year-old, 17-year-old, or some shit?
Who just get in there on accident?
Yeah, just or but he, no, she to the convention.
Or he going to the convention too? Okay.
Yeah, like on some real life shit, like. Yeah. And she right in the middle.
Okay.
Probably like a little Indian girl or some shit, or man. Like a little Chinese girl or.
That we could do that.
But still got that little hood mentality or some shit.
So, if we can figure out everybody's reasoning on going to this conference, then it'd be easy to kind of, or what the conference is for. Is it a business conference?
Remember what we said, like, they just, it's basically just going to be broad. It's like marketing convention, like everybody, or entrepreneurial convention. And maybe, like, the people, like, the older lady, like, 30-year-old, that you said, like, an executive or whatever, she... an executive of the actual convention. So she could be in the end tied up with Theodore.
Oh, wow.
On some assistant crazy ass shit.
And she black.
Right. Oh, Yolanda, she the executive?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's black lady.
And that's why that'll show just like the black on black hate.
Yeah.
And that can show like he the one who gave me the job. Because I was saying like when. It's a flashback to Yolanda's life when she's in her old town and her old boss comes in there and she, you know, he's a white man. She kisses him like, and the white man tells her about, you know, the promotion, and then Yolanda asks, "What about us?" And the white man like, "What about us? I have a family."
Wait, explain it again?
So basically, it's just like, you know, like a flashback with Yolanda. So I had a vision for a scene, but like a flashback with Yolanda. And it's basically before how Yolanda ended up there. So it could be how Theodore got her there. Is she's in her office, and her boss comes in, and she kisses her boss.
Oh, I see. You talking
bro, about... Bro, you wasted your fucking...
I gave them to you. I thought you might...
No, bro. You fucking was drunk and you wasted them.
I didn't waste them. Left them for you. I thought
bro,
you
bro, I don't want fucking pizza roses left out. And then you was just...
Nigga, I left them when I left. I left here at like 2 o'clock in the morning.
Why didn't you eat them? Why would you make...
Because I thought you... Oh, fat ass might have wanted them.
No, you didn't make none of
this. I took pizza rolls home with me to my house, nigga. I don't know if you noticed, one of your containers is missing.
No, bro. I have so many containers, bro.
Right. So, what are you talking about, dude? Anyways, stay on task. Okay.
I'm sorry, bro. So, next is... Yolanda. So, she's in her office. And then her boss comes there, a white man. And she comes in there. Obviously, they have some type of romantic relationship. She kisses him.
This is on you. Keep going.
I had that wrote in my book, bro. I'm just saying that you read it. He tells Yolanda about the promotion.
No, you saw that part, yeah.
How she can get relocated, you know, to a new city with being a new executive of a place. So Yolanda replies, "What about us?" The white man replies to her, "What about us? I have a family. This will be a huge opportunity for you, blah, blah, blah." Ultimately, she takes a position to go to the new city, going to the executive. Basically, it can be an example like how she was like
fucking her way to the top.
Yeah, fucking her way to the top.
Oh, and this is her flashback.
Yeah, this is her
flashback. Got you.
Especially as a black woman with a white man.
Yeah. She basically just is.
Working hard for it.
But you saying she has a family?
No, he does. Yeah.
Like, he basically saying he's married. Like, I got a family. What about this?
I think, like, too, we probably, like, each character, we got to spend, like, session on. You know what I'm saying? Like, really breaking down just character and
character development.
Yeah, like, for real. Because I'm just thinking, like, damn, what about this?
I think it'd be perfect if it just did three characters. Four, I think it'd be,
a lot?
Many, yeah, too many. Like, and then three, like, on the hood, it was three characters. And it was just perfect. And, like, I mean, what about, like, one character dies, and the next one we have a new character with the 17-year-old. Like, if there's a prequel. Like, but I think, like, with the three, like, with Jeremy, Nicole, and Yolanda, it'd be, like, perfect. And maybe, it would probably be dope that, you know, could be if Yolanda knew about this the whole thing. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, either way, if she in on it, yeah, that'd be cool. I mean, we gotta just think about her, like, so if she gonna be having this relationship, this affair with this white man before she gets to the new city that she moves to, why is she connected to Theo then?
Right, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that'd be to cancel that out. But I was just thinking, like, maybe, what if Jeremy was connected to him? Like,
To Theo,
like, what if he had a... What if he did some shit in jail that made him connected to it? Like, because is he... Or we can have him getting out of jail, like, early, but he had to do some shit in jail.
No, so what about... what if all these, like... What if Theo has made a way for all these, like... Jeremy got out of jail early. Somehow create some early shit. Yolanda got this big-ass promotion... Somehow it was from Theo.
So all these things that Theo was pulling strings and they didn't even know it?
Yeah.
That could be a connection. Like, he's like the puppeteer.
Yeah, he's a puppeteer. But he's like, also like, he's like also a racist fuck, but he's, and it could be like the decision, like, do these people like, go through, like, accept what he's, you know, the fucked up shit that he's, like, I don't know, like, that he's about to do in exchange for, like, you know, their own success, I don't know, own success, I don't know, bro. I'm just throwing shit out there.
No, yeah.
But I think, like, that would, you know, it could be, you know, cool if, like, you know, that, you know, he pulled strings for Jeremy to get out. He helped get out of that bullshit.
Well, so what would be, don't forget, we have a black man, we have a black woman, don't forget we have a white woman married to a black man. So, all of these characters.
Oh yeah, and we forgot to tell you.
What?
Damn. But Theo's a demon. We had Theo's wife left her for a black man.
Yeah, so that's another reason he didn't really fuck with Nicole, because she was married to
Theodore.
Yeah. That was just something random we had to kind of tie.
I don't think it should be no backstory for Theodore. We just should make him, like, just an evil motherfucker.
Okay.
Like, not, damn, why did he become evil? Or, like...
Yeah, like what happened to him that would be traumatizing too to make him actually, you know, this shitty ass person with hate, you know.
Alright, so Theodore has many victims. He orchestrated a convention
All the people that's at the convention already, besides the three main characters. He basically those was old Uber drivers. So I'm trying to say, of like the people that don't make it out of like whatever consequence or whatever, when theater takes them back into that dream, if they don't make it, they become part of this convention, or AKA hell. Okay. Yeah, so that's how. So if he orchestrated a convention, he been orchestrating this thing, and all the people that's at the convention are his past.
And they don't know. They don't know it.
Or do they? Yeah, they don't know it. They just
don't know him, right?
They don't know him. But I mean, yeah, he can have orchestrated things that happen in jail to get him out, or
yeah.
Yeah, that definitely could be a part of it too. That makes sense to me, I think.
So Nicole, I mean, I'm just trying to figure out if Nicole could be the person then.
What if he's orchestrating? He orchestrated this, like you said, and like you said too, he's doing this for a plantation. And it could be like, you know, ultimately he's getting as many people as possible. And
yeah, it's like never ending. It's like that other world.
Oh my gosh.
You know, that other world.
Yeah, maybe like, maybe they all like, you know, they all go there, like, you know, they all lost cause, and like on the next one, it's three new characters.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Three new characters.
Yeah, so it's like recycling almost.
People for his, you know, land, and then ultimately, like he's gonna have enough, you know, people to start over.
Oh, okay. So we trying to make this a positive.
What you mean?
Positive.
Like it's trying to be like a like starting over. Like, all right, this is how it should go to make everything work right. Right. Mm-hmm.
I mean, at least not in my head. In my head, it's like this whole Make America Great Again. In Theo's mind, Make America Great Again is slavery, so that's why he has this land. And so basically starting back and trying to recreate slavery.
Okay.
So he has this land where he's like, you know, has the convention where he's like taking people to his land as slaves, you know, on his property, however many acres of land that he has. So that's what he believes in Make America Great Again. So to kind of spin that as well.
Yeah. All right. So, but what about the different cultures of the three main characters? Because what I'm thinking now is that if he's creating this new America,
Jeremy Irvin and Yolanda, she's like privileged black woman, and Nicole is middle class black lady.
So we're like
white, bro.
So if I go back to when we was asking how do we induce the characters into Theodore's story, mm-hmm. How does Theodore entice the characters? So it's basically we can take different things from there, from what they like.
Boom. Why are you always drinking out of everything? Like, what if I wanted some?
Bro, you don't never ask for nothing anyway.
That's why.
Oh, I got water in there, bro.
So, like, for Jeremy to get him into a mood where he's calm and collective or at ease, the Theodore play maybe his favorite song.
Have his favorite. Maybe what else we like? We like to, we like Scents, I guess. Scents. Maybe shit. I don't know. Like just the different things that an ethnic group would like, or maybe not ethnic, but specific to that person, to Jeremy.
Yeah.
You making them?
No. Oh. I just gotta, I'm gonna give my sister one. Say that last part again.
So like, thinking about back when, how Theodore gets into these characters, like in Get Out, she put him at ease. She put him, or she put him in a, I guess not at ease, but like set him down, talked to him nicely, calmly. About his mother, and then, but he ain't really want to talk about his mom though. Yeah. So I guess it would kind of put him in an uneasy position. So what if Theodore did the same, or maybe what if he kind of made him feel at home in Uber? I don't know.
So if he made him feel at home, then he like, he put his guards down.
Put his guards down, and then something crazy just happened to actually get that. I wanted to actually see.
Like, what if he just like, cause you know what he said, he keep asking questions. Like, what if he keep asking questions.
And then he eventually just get into the shit.
And then he ask some questions. Because, you know, you said Theodore is like crazy. What if he asked a question about, so what about, he said a name or something. I don't know.
He didn't just go into it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I kind of want something more crazy.
Yeah,
like
true.
How to, and like, you literally feel like, something that can possibly happen, but it's a little surreal. Like, maybe, like, he got him so calm and got his guards down. What if he did something that just scared him? Like, I don't know. Like, slammed on the brakes, and then it just, then that nigga just, doom, doom, heartbeat, gone or some shit. I don't know.
I like that. Possibly if he has like different ways. So like if it's just Jeremy, he might, and then say, "Oh, I'm sorry," you know, because that happens in Uber. You know, sometimes, I mean, they're drivers, you know, so that could be like a subliminal thing. Like he did it on accident, but he really did it on purpose.
Like what, he's trying to break.
Yeah, to put him in like a sunken place.
Yeah. And then for somebody else, it could just be like in a car by themselves.
Because like, cause Jeremy's all aggressive because we keep asking questions.
Yeah.
We keep asking questions, and then like Jeremy getting aggressive, and then he's driving, and then he hit the brake, and then the one the brake stops the aggression.
Yeah. And it's something that maybe he's been through before. Because I was going to think,
it could be flashback from his mother grabbing or something. I don't know.
Yeah, some like detrimental, like maybe like how he got in prison. He ran over somebody's arm or something.
Yeah.
What's my story?
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, Jeremy. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's what it be. It just really just, like, you will be the character, but we add some more on to you just to make it less work for us. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, because we trying to create a whole motherfucker from scratch, but when really we can just start playing with you. But then,
and then what if, like, he's driving? Theodore's, that's crazy.
Yeah, bro,
that's
driving.
Crazy.
What you mean?
Yeah. Theodore's driving, and he's in the Uber.
Right.
And then he keep asking questions.
Right. And then he slams on the brakes. Right.
That's crazy. Slams on the brakes because it's a kid walking, and then it's flashback to
that's
Jeremy.
That's what we are.
The brace, the brace would cut straight to the thought of when Jeremy had to stop on the brakes. For that kid, that black kid walking across the street. You know what I'm saying? Like, it didn't go straight into that. But you would see Theodore's devilish eyes, too, like, in the mirror.
Yeah.
Like, it'd be real quick like that. But it'd be more so like, yeah. But no, so look at the other part, though. So the next character, we gotta have a white character.
We do.
White woman. Nicole. So her, Nicole, she used to be left in the car for hours and hours. So what Theodore to do is pull over, leave her in the car, lock the door, and be gone for like a minute. Like, but he really just, he like at a gas station store, whatever, like, but she remember just being a child, all being left maybe outside in a motel while her dad go in or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Like going to a motel or whatever like that. And she locked in the car.
Well, so when Nicole's in the car, she's in the car but, with everybody.
Yeah.
She's never in the car by herself.
Might have to switch it up.
So if that would mean she has to get picked up first. The whole Jeremy and slamming on the brakes still thing still works no matter who's in the car.
Well, or you can do Jeremy first. Because I was going to say at the end, what if Jeremy is part of it? Like I said, like for him to get out of jail, he had to basically sell his soul. So that was him being part of Theodore's master plan and shit. And he'd be the one to get in first. I don't know. This shit getting crazy.
Yeah. Stories within stories is deep.
This shit getting twisted.
So what if Jeremy never talked to... So what if somebody came, had a conversation with Jeremy, and Theodore, we had a conversation with him. You know?
Wait, I wasn't listening, sorry. So,
since Jeremy got out of jail early, right?
Right.
So, what if Theodore came and talked to Jeremy, but didn't show his face and, like, just had a conversation with him somehow and told him, like, to basically, to, you know, relax and don't do whatever, all that shit you've been doing. And you'll get out of jail. You know, some way he'll get him out of jail. But he said he'll be making a visit to him soon.
I mean, yeah, that if he's in a part of it, then that.
But he didn't know, like, you know, Jeremy, like, I didn't know, like, you know. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
I wonder, like, you know, it's like often like Jeremy and so and so, they didn't know it.
Okay. That works. So he's gonna be a part of it then. So he's gonna be like a wrangler then. So then he won't get subdued by Theo then if he's a part of it.
But he doesn't know.
He don't know a part of it. He don't know until the end. Somehow.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Okay, so he'll be like the first So he's already a goner, not even knowing he's a goner because of his actions when he was in jail. And the other two are going to the convention because they possibly can get wrangled into it. Is that what we're doing? Because the goal of these people to go to the convention is for them to become like a part of what he's trying to do.
Yeah.
But so if Jeremy already is en route to that because of what he did in jail, then we would just have to figure out like the other two though being like something to happen to where they do sell their soul. Or maybe Yolanda has sold hers, you know, she been into an affair. Maybe she do something. Maybe it's something else. And then this dream gets pulled for her. She get like this promotion.
Yeah, maybe we don't. Theodore don't need no helper.
Like, yeah.
He just need to pick his next people.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun. And Theodore is like a regular person. Like we not making anybody like a spirit or nothing like that. Like he is a regular person, but he just is so demonic that you like. I can't really believe that he'd be like how he is like inhumane. You know what I'm saying? So it's just him like smoking them cigs at the gas station. That's it. And then him just picking out his links. Like so I don't know how the Uber thing go, but if we kinda even can make up our own interface and just him on the cell phone swiping, nope, yup. One and then it's like all four of them and that's who his victims is.
Yeah.
So again, like, but what we again, so but beginning, middle, and end, because that's the only way that we can even move forward with characters, anything. So we got the beginning when everybody just basically you being introduced to each character.
What the fuck is what's wrong with you?
I was talking about my father.
I'm talking about that. Focus.
I am not focused now. That was my father. Shut up.
Each character, that's the beginning. So basically, the beginning is basically you being introduced, and it's basically showing like, all right, these three people are basically captive. The theater. We see that Theodore is not a regular good person or whatever the case may be. He's a force, an evil force. Mm-hmm. And he's controlling this whole thing. We don't know that at first, that he's controlling, he's manipulating all this, but I think we should know that at the end. Because it's his convention, and maybe he get up off stage, lavish, whatever. I don't know, man. This shit, I be thinking about so many different movies, too. Like, how this shit just look like. But
yeah, me too.
Yeah, like, and then I be like, no, we can't do that, but we can take it from that. And it's just going a whole different way. But beginning part of that, so what's the whole premise of it? What's the, like, the big thing that's going to happen? Is that when they get out the car to go in a convention? I think so. Yeah. So that's the middle part, is when they actually go into the convention. Like, when they actually get done with their flashbacks and they drop them off, it's nothing that they can do. They really, like, what the fuck? They, like, are almost like a whole different mindset. Then they go into the convention. That's the middle part.
Okay. So what will happen in the convention then?
Convention is basically just, like, daily life shit. Like, I know, like, when I go out to, like, let's just say legal aid society luncheon or something like that. You got all these different ethnicities, mm-hmm. and not so many of mine. And it's just like, it's kind of like just different minds, different outcomes that people want for your life. Like, even though he just shook my hand, that man might want me to burn right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. and if we bring that out, I think that can be the horror of it. Because that's the only social horror that I can think of in this film. Like, that'd be the horror.
Yeah, that is.
So, yeah. So this is what I'm thinking, yeah. So, once they get to this event, it's like, you gotta be so strange. Like, the shit gotta be like, the interactions, like, that they each have is, like, gonna be strange, all strange-ass interactions.
So the only thing that I can't figure out is Nicole. I don't know, like,
say that again?
Like, if you were white?
Get somebody white too, cause we can't. A white person couldn't tell us how to do it.
Right.
That shit. That yeah. But that's. Oh yeah. So we got one. We got to do that on Tuesday.
Oh really?
Yeah. He white.
Right.
So that's
what. Strange.
He kind of like. He is kind of like. No, he not even like. He like. He try to be like bossy though, like on some. But I don't pay no attention to that. He got me fucked up. He got me fucked up. But he definitely cool. Like, I think that's why I just like this as far as just business. Like, he creative. Like, he well organized. And it's like, that's how I just use him, like, just for the business. But no, he definitely, I think he can make the white character for sure. What are you?
Okay. Well, he won't be, like, offended or anything, right?
I mean, I think we all grown at the end of the day.
Right.
It's Hollywood. Like, Hollywood, like, they don't fret. Like, they typecast you. They look for black male, early 30s, tattoos. Fuck you, ain't offended. Like, it's real life, like.
Yeah, I'm just talking about because we want his point of view. That's different. Like, they're going out for a role. We need his opinion as
a white man.
And if he isn't this type of white man we trying to, he could possibly be offended.
No, he cool definitely. Like, if you be like, bro, how you think a white supremacist would act?
Like, yeah, I can understand what you're saying, bro. Like, if white people wheels are all white people, they be like, how would a black man feel about this?
Right.
See, but look, though, this is what it is. I mean, okay, so first off, if we just came up with, like, how a white person act, that I think that's like, I don't know what I was trying to say. I think we could come up with, like, a white person be like, man, fuck niggas. Like, yeah. You know why some white people say that shit.
Yeah, for
like,
sure.
We don't need that white guy to tell us that y'all is sometimes be like, fuck niggas. Yeah. That's what we gonna put in the character. That's who you want. I think it should be a white male, though. There should be a white male, a white female, the black guy, and the black lady. If not an Indian or
it
an
is.
Asian. It is.
DL's white. Then it's white. Jeremy's black. Yana is a black female. And then Nicole, but Yolanda is a black female. It's three riders, and Theo's the driver.
Oh, Theo the white man.
Mm-hmm.
Nicole's the...
But he a white different man. Like, we need, like, the suit and tie white man.
Mm.
We need a suit and tie white man. Because there's no equal to the black man. Like, the white woman is not equal to black man. The black woman not equal to no white man. The white man, Theodore, though... He just a bad person. He just an evil spirit.
He's the white man, though, like, you know.
He is the white man.
The white man. Okay, I got you. Yeah.
So that's, like, Nicole.
So when you're in the car, you see, it's just two people, two white people, two black people.
Right.
You know,
right, okay.
I mean, it would be nice, I guess, if we... I mean, the dynamic's kind of set, but if we had... like an Indian or Asian.
Yeah, just to offset it.
Yeah. So it's not just a black and white thing.
Yeah. Like it should be an Indian guy.
So the one on Nicole can change then, because we didn't really develop Nicole's character much.
No, you need that white lady. I love the white woman. You need that white woman. You know what I'm saying? It's like, just keep... Unless... Or we can
is an Uber pool, so it's very possible to have four people in the car at one time.
We can have a
minivan or something.
That's what I'm saying. You can have a black sedan, like all black, like not a black Yukon.
Like a Yukon. Like,
yeah, Yukon or some shit like that. Or it can have another main character in the convention.
Okay. Yeah. So. If we develop the convention part more, then we could definitely have another main character pop up. Because all we pretty much had was up until where they were going. We didn't have anything. Like, so that was kind of like our beginning to end. Now,
that's dope that we got the convention now.
Right, because we didn't have like where they were going. So now that we have the whole...
I want the convention to be like... Not
what's
that shit called, ghost shit? Like,
it's
something like, you
know, how
would you, like, the ball, it's awkward as fuck, bro.
Wait, say that? What?
You
like
see,
a ball?
You see the ghost shit? Like, you see ghost shit?
Uh-uh, but I kind of imagine it.
But it was, like, basically, like, boys, like, it's just, like, you gotta be awkward as fuck, like, the interactions everyone has. Like, each character has.
You're talking about opera, like, program?
Like, it'll probably look real nice each time each character, like, has a conversation with someone, like, they realize, you know, this shit is off. This shit ain't, like, it's what I'm saying to me.
So, okay. I think before the convention, we need to know how these characters are after they get... theater.
Okay.
Like, I think that's a big little...
So to show that they changed.
Huh?
Like, to show how they may have changed or, like, what their thinking is.
How they may have changed, how they think now. Like, after the shit that they just saw.
And maybe that's when the new character can be introduced as well. Somewhere in...
Between, right.
Yeah.
In Maybe he at the door waiting for all of them. And he the host. So.
And it's almost like Split with Theodore, I feel like. Like, he's their Uber driver, but he's really, like, in charge of this convention. So, somehow, he's, like, this other person. But he's really the same person, if that makes sense. Like, I never seen Split, but, you know, like, the dude was, like, all these different people. Yeah. And he captured them girls or whatever. Maybe.
But just two, though, right?
Yeah, just two.
Yeah.
He one person, but he had two different personalities.
Yeah. So, he just is...
So we pretty much need to show how their mindsets change, basically.
Yeah, or if that's what happened.
Like, what happened?
What happens after Theodore takes them in this dream, and what do they learn? Like, what did they learn from this dream or the decision? Like, I want them to wake up, like, really, like, every time on some. I guess, like everybody can be in tears, I guess.
Right.
Just like, but what the fuck just happened?
It could be like when they arrive, just somehow they snap out of it. Like, he's like, "All right, we're here," type of thing.
So half the movie will be in the Uber. I feel like half the movie should be in the Uber though.
It is,
half
right?
The movie should be in Uber.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't yeah, it? I think it should.
Aren't we at the halfway mark pretty much? And then it's the convention is the other half. No.
It just depends on how much dialogue we use and how many different things, how many different...
Right, how much dialogue we use.
I feel like we...
So 75% is in the Uber then?
Because I feel like...
And then it wraps up at the convention with scenes and stuff?
Being the Uber, majority of the time, might help the marketability.
The budget.
The budget and the marketability.
So we'll be focusing on the actual ride of a Uber, like tying in a lot of shit that goes on as far as like an Uber driver might stop.
So then that's
like that.
Yeah, and that's how we pretty much came up with the whole direction of this. Is we were in an Uber and the guy asked Boone and I if there was anywhere we wanted to go before he took us to our destination.
Right.
So it's like, just that, I guess, the thought of...
...in the world 2 weeks in a row.
Bingo!
All right. It's a powerful ride.
The thought of, like, you know, where will we... I mean, you know, it's been so many times where I wish, like, we could have stopped at, like, a little corner store or something, or stopped and get some food or something, but Uber drivers will never ask you that. So it's just like, well, what was up with this dude that made him feel comfortable and shit? Hey, dude, bro. Terrible. I'm laughing, like, this shit is funny, bro. This shit is terrible.
This nigga done. Why did you motherfucking put it in? Will you text the caller so he can know my fucking PC?
I didn't want to say it out loud, but since you made it obvious, like,
why you gonna put it in so public?
I really meant to tell you. Like, everyone yelling at you. I don't know how you can't smell it. They're closer to you than anybody else. Like, that's the shit that makes sense.
So, I think it would definitely make it easier for... Yeah.
Yeah, but like, how many things can we see? Like, how are we gonna make this go on? Like, I feel like, yeah, okay, the Uber. So like, it's just different shit that just happened on the ride, right?
Yeah.
Like different shit that correlates with the vision that they see when they go back, and just their whole lifestyle in general. And we get to know the characters throughout, and then when they get to the convention, it's like, boom. Cause basically they taking the Uber, what, like, how far away? I guess.
That could be a good question. I mean, so it's an Uber pool, and how it works is pretty much like, let's say we were all going somewhere and they picked me up first, then, you know, they could pick up Boom. So that could be a distance, or it could be like, you know, we're all going to the Cavs game
And they might pick up somebody on the way, like, you know, in, like, Garden Valley, going down Kinsman. And then, you know, we pick up somebody, like, in some loft by the cube or something. Or, you know, just, it could be a whole bunch of distances. It just is something that's on the way. It's not like Uber pool, like, I'll pick you up here and then go all the way over here. So they're all on the way.
And they get picked up. That's probably.
Yeah. So.
Maybe the bank. Maybe.
Yeah. They could be coming from anywhere.
Anywhere. Dropping their kids off. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe the different story. Like, how we seen, how we notice Jeremy get up in the morning and after he had that dream, right? Yeah. He starts off with the first scene, like, that'd be his backstory or whatever. Then we'd go to Nicole, then we'd go to that other guy. Different backstories. But it'd be all at the same time, like, they'd be getting ready because right. they all going to this convention they gotta got to. But again, like you said, like, they had a game. So maybe, like, I don't know, like, maybe it's at that time of day where shit, the game going on, maybe at 3. Matter of fact, speaking about the game.
Oh, shit.
God damn.
It's, what time is it? It's,
time is
oh, no, it's two. Early. Yeah.
It's 2 o'clock.
Yeah, come on. At what, 3 or 3:30? Yeah, I forgot about the game, too.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Like,
that's
crazy.
Game one. I'm going to NBA right now.
Crazy.
It is.
Good
ass points, like, just some real ass shit. I gotta tune in too. I gotta tune in.
Do y'all be having fun?
Damn. This game is gonna be good as fuck.
Yeah, this series about to be good, man.
Yeah, they not gonna win the series.
Yeah,
they not gonna win the series. That would be crazy, but they would go down so easy.
LeBron is down this.
Like, yeah.
Like, as far as, like, all right, even if he do play good, like, his, the whole thing, the mental, the everything is going to go down. It's going to shift elsewhere.
Yeah. Bad as fuck. Like,
it's going to shift elsewhere.
That's real, because I didn't think Philly was going – I thought we would lose to Philly, and to see how the Celtics rolled over Philly, yeah. Just because they was kicking our ass in the season.
Only,
like,
only person that can – only people can beat us, man.
Yeah.
I don't even care about Warriors, man.
You think the Rockets going to get their ass up by going to State?
They're not going to win.
You don't think so? I'm rooting for
Warriors,
man.
The Warriors is two-time champions, like
– yeah.
Man, they know what it takes. They got the mentality. That's all it is. Like, Houston's still chasing after somebody.
Yeah, that's rough.
It just don't seem. It's not. It just don't seem. Like, everything, like, how it's ended up now, it's like, all right, yeah, I can see them being. Nah, man. Words too crazy. But if we play Houston, we would blow Houston. Like, we would kill Houston, I feel like.
Yeah, me too.
I feel like we would kill Houston.
I feel like we'd give it five.
Harden, yeah. Like, Harden, like, not scared of LeBron. But, like, Chris Paul, like, who knows?
Clint Capella. I think Tristan.
Clint Capella, too, like, man.
Tristan.
But that's why I feel like they'll give them, like, it's a good matchup between the Warriors and Golden State, though. Like, if Paul plays aggressive, him and Curry would be a good matchup. I mean, they have a deep bench. Like, I don't know what the fuck is up with Ryan Anderson, but
Chris Paul can lock up.
No, but I'm saying, but he can give them, like, I mean, he'd be better than any guard that he's faced so far. And then Capella and Draymond would be crazy. That's crazy.
Who's Houston's three?
Yeah.
Or Eric Gordon sometimes.
I think it's the reason I think Gordon.
And Gerald Green. And they got Joe Johnson. I mean, Joe Johnson, if you could have like six to eight points from Joe Johnson on a good night, that helps.